Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, January the 16th in 2012. This is Barbara speaking, and today, as every Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for the next 55 minutes. Today's topic is the intensity of the prevailing emotions and feelings and how to deal with them. Closely connected to this are the negative emotions that can be a catalyst for change. Over the past few weeks, so many transitions have happened, and we want to look at them to see, can we find a personal meaning for our loved ones leaving us? We are happy to share with you our experiences, ideas, and suggestions on how to connect with your soul.
Hi, this is Jan. We just love having you with us and sharing this sacred space with you. So thank you for being here. There's so much happening around us at the moment that's vital to check in with our soul on a regular basis so we can stand firm in this storm of events, emotions, shifts, and changes. And we'd like to offer you our support in dealing with all that's being thrown at you right now and to let you know that you are not alone. As serious as life can be sometimes, we all have to remember to play. So come play with us and receive practical advice on how to connect to your inner wisdom using shortcuts that take you directly to the core. And today we're coming to you live from Northern Germany and from Portland, Oregon. And it's a wonderful, just a great pleasure for Barbara and me both to be here with you. And remember, after the break, we're inviting you to call in and give us questions, get your questions answered, and give us your insights and your input to the show today. So for now, lean back, relax, and enjoy the show.
It's Barbara again, and it's every Monday. I'm filled with excitement and energy. I love being a radio host and to connect with you across the miles via the airwaves. If you listened into last week's show, you really felt that we're coming to you live, and this is what I thrive on, getting in touch with you all live, with all the glitches that might happen there. Right now, we're working on putting some events together in the U.S. and in Europe so we can exchange real hugs and smiles with you all, so that we can all connect as the soul family that we're already creating out there on the Internet, through Facebook, through our group, the Soul Healing Circle, which is really great because that gives me so much joy to connect with you all and to feel you, even though it's only through words and even though it's just by being online. And lately I've been saying, hi, my name is Barbara and I live in Facebook, which is a bit of a truth at the moment, and it is so worth it. So for me, it is very valuable time I spend online with you guys and on the airwaves as well, knowing that you're listening because you're giving us beautiful and wonderful feedback after the shows and even during the shows sometimes. Thank you all so much for this. It's just great. And I'm just, as I can only repeat myself as I do kind of every week, I am the most happiest person in the world ever to be here live with you on the radio. So yeah, it's the support that is a really beautiful thing that's happening through our online community, through the Soul Healing Circle, which has been growing. It's only young. It's only 4 months old, I think. I was trying to count back today, which is kind of hard because so much has happened, so much positive feedback, so much stuff we're discussing in this group, and we're having a real connection there. And lately we've been going even deeper. We've been diving from the surface, diving deeper down. And I really appreciate that we're all opening up and sharing lots of our stuff, which is not always nice and pleasant. Sometimes it's connected to painful experiences. And right now, as I was mentioning earlier, lots of transitions are happening, and I'm really grateful that we can talk about these transitions and people from our families and loved ones leaving us, that we're not out there all by ourselves and have to just deal with it alone. But there is people out there that reach out through an air hug, through connecting on the Internet, and we can talk. And we can talk authentically and share our stories and connect through this. And what really makes me so happy, I've been on Facebook for about a year now, a bit longer than a year, is that I just find so much, I call it soul joy love, through Facebook, through my connections on Facebook. It's just, it's amazing. And for me, it is a logical step that we're now doing this radio show. And the next step then is connecting live with you through events that we're going to travel. And I can't really wait to pack my bag, hop on a plane and come visit you all, guys. But that's enough for me, really, Jen.
Okay, well, I'm ready for that airplane ride too, Barbara. It's going to be fun to see you again and have you do that leprechaun jump again when you get to the airport.
Yeehaw!
Well, this is Jan, and today I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, where we've had snow flurries and sunshine, and I tell you what, it's a lot colder here than it is just a couple of hours south of here where I live, just outside of Eugene. It's a delight and a privilege to be doing this show with you and with Barbara. The energies we generate in each other, all of us, are just amazing. And we love sharing with you. We enjoy it even more when you call in and share with us, because that's what this is all about. How we bring each other insights and stories to help each other grow into our full potential. And boy, we've been doing a lot of that this weekend on the Soul Healing Circle. So if you're not part of the Soul Healing Circle and you want to know what it is we're talking about, check out Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Soul Healing Circle and join the group and join in our conversations. So that's it for me. And now what we're going to do is choose a card. We have each drawn a card that we're going to do for today's show. Barbara, you want to go first?
Sure, no problem. We have a bit of a background noise here. That seems like the spirit is knocking on the door again to be let in. So just before the show, I was drawn towards my deck of mini angel cards that I have, which I must say I have neglected over the past few months. And now I have in my hand this really beautiful angel. He or she is dressed in a purple garment and has beautiful white wings and a beautiful face. And I don't really know how to pronounce this angel in English. I'll just try and give it my best. The way I would pronounce it is Zadkiel or Zadkiel, and it's the angel of transformation. So welcome, spirit. Welcome, the angels. Yes, you're spot on. This is what we're going to talk about tonight or today during our show, as everything is connected. Whatever we're going to talk about here with the intensity of the emotions and feelings that are present, and they're boiling up, obviously, it all leads to transformation. And the suggestions from this angel, how we can reach transformation, is by inner cleansing processes, by transforming our blocks, which, yes, we are, because we're getting it all up onto the surface. We're talking about, we're spilling it out. A friend of mine in the UK, she keeps saying spitting out the dummy when we're really angry or annoyed with something. Yes, that is part of it, being in all, with all those emotions and feelings. And then it's resolving karma just as well. And what's the solution, what comes afterwards really, or the result, is freedom and inner change. And that is what we're all working on, and not just since today or yesterday. It's been a process that's been going on for quite a while now. And and another result is going to be suggested by this angel is going to be justice and mercy. So here we go. And the other card that I drew earlier today, funny enough, it says freedom, which is my topic altogether, because that's what I'm writing a book about, inner freedom and how to retrieve it, because it's always been there. We sometimes just forget that we have it. And the suggestions or the affirmations with this card are, you are free, absolutely free. So fly and live. So here we go. It's the freedom again in connection with the angel of transformation. So we're all looking off freeing ourselves and each other, if we're taking care of somebody or when we're supporting people. We're all looking at freeing ourselves from maybe the past, maybe from painful experiences, maybe from unhealthy thoughts or habits. Some of us have started a diet now and changed the food that we're taking in, just because it's the beginning of the year and it's a very good start of the year, really, to start cleansing, because whatever we do to cleanse our body helps the inside as well, and the other way around. When we start cleaning our thoughts, this will help our body also because, again, everything is connected.
Well, that's for sure. And you know, what cracks me up is that I also chose a card that's freedom. And but this one represents the freedom to live, to grow, and to show your colors, your personality, who you truly are to the world without fear. We often fear showing or telling others who we are because they might cut us off from their friendship or their approval or their love. And what we need to remember is the most important thing is for each of us to find and to realize, to recognize the depth and reality of who we are, to find our foundation and then stand strong on that rock, rooted and secure. And once we have that security, we find that the need for others' approval or love disappears because we found a deep and abiding love for our own self. And that is where our true strength lies.
Beautiful.
So, we've been talking a lot this weekend about the intensity, like you said, Barbara, the intensity of the prevailing energies and how to deal with them, and using negative energies as a catalyst for change. And I just wanted to talk about some of, there's been some absolutely amazing and insightful conversations this weekend happening around suicide and death, around love and hate, if there's evil, innate evil in the world, of course, as well as less intense topics, but those have been some really heavy duty topics that we've been discussing. And as I signed off those conversations last night, I was really pushed by spirit to talk about resistance today. And what is resistance? We all feel it at some point, often daily or several times daily. And when we can recognize that we're resistant to something, it gives us the opportunity to look at what's making us uncomfortable enough to want to resist or to push back, because that's what resistance means, is to push back. I find that resistance is when you want to stop, you want to defend, you want to push back, you want to say loudly, no. Someone wants you to do something that makes you uncomfortable. That's resistance, that discomfort. Someone says something that makes you feel angry or sad or defensive or unworthy. That's resistance. So whether you act at the moment or not, the important thing is to recognize that you're feeling that resistance and to take the time to examine it. What is it about what the person said or did or wanted you to say or do that caused the feeling? How does it make you feel deep down? How do you want to feel? And how can you change the situation to get the feeling you want? I believe that everything we do or say or think is based either in love or fear. And when we're in fear, I think we can all pretty much identify with this. When we're in fear, life is filled with threats to our well-being. We're constantly in a state of fight or flight because danger lurks around every corner. Every person we talk with, stranger, a boss, a friend, a spouse, family members, they all carry threats with them. And when I'm based in fear, I'm ready to be defensive and or offensive in all situations. And conversely, when my life is based in love, I assume the best and the highest in everyone. So when someone wants me to say or do something that makes me uncomfortable, I stand on my foundation of self-love, of self, secure, and love of self that allows me to respond rather than react. It gives me the ability to step back for a minute or a day if necessary and to say, I have to think about this, and then I can respond from a place of love. And that allows me to be effective in my responses, and it also allows me to stand strongly in my integrity. Well, how can you do this? When you remind yourself that every thought, word, and action is based in fear or love, and you ask yourself then, where is my reaction or my response coming from now? If there's anger, hurt, hate, a desire to lash out, then you know you're standing in fear. If you're feeling calm, centered, and you want the best for both yourself and the situation and the other person, then you're assured you're standing in love. For some, it can boil down to, how do I feel right now? What are my emotions? And again, if there's anger, hurt, you want to lash out or run away, then you know it's fear speaking. That's the time to call for a timeout, to say, okay, back off. I need to think about this and I'll get back with you on it. And then allow yourself the time and the space to do just that. And to ask yourself, how can I deal with this situation, this person, from a place of love? So put yourself into that place of love, of wanting the best for the situation, the person, and your own self, and you will find love's solution. I want to tell you a story about someone that I had an experience with who really, really hated me. She just couldn't stand me at all. And part of the reason she couldn't stand me is because I had called her on a situation that was about courtesy. And she got angry, and so I became a scapegoat. So I had to figure out ways to get rid of the hurt and the resentment that I was feeling that was caused by this situation. And what I did, and I don't encourage you to do this necessarily, but you can think of doing this, is I made her my secret pal. I became her secret pal. So I sent her get well cards when I knew that she wasn't feeling well, and I sent her flowers and just thinking of you cards and birthday cards and that kind of stuff. And the thing is that when you make somebody your secret pal, you really do want the best for them. You want them to feel good. So what it does for you is take away all of that resentment and that hurt, and it replaces it with a feeling of love and of goodwill. So that is my talk for today. I want to refer you again to last week's affirmation, and then we can go on to Barbara. The affirmation is, truth is, and that synchronicity and grace surround me with sacred symbols found in the everyday mundane. So look around you when you have a question, and you can find that answer really easily. And our affirmation for this week, which we will repeat later on, is, I stand firmly grounded and am connected to my soul. Barbara?
Thank you, Jen. Yeah, that is really sitting with me, that the truth is, and it is such a good ending for your talk of today's topic, really, because resistance is such a big deal and such a big thing. It's been for me over the past weeks. Yeah, not anymore really, because at some point I turned around and I said, right, today I drop all resistance. And it took a few days, and then everything just started moving forwards in a really good way for me. And that is truth. Truth is, once we make a heartfelt decision of dropping resistance, or of looking at what's happening, what we're carrying around with us, we can then change everything, which then leads to transformation, because then our whole system can turn around and change a little. So that's really great, because it's just a matter of getting to the point where we can consciously say, okay, now I'm ready to release it, or maybe I'm ready to drop whatever is holding me. And that is sometimes a real big challenge. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm looking around, and I'm going, I don't know what exactly I did, but it worked. And sometimes it then doesn't really matter. I don't have to go back to track what I said or what I did. Accept the fact that it works, and then go on and revel in joy, really, and enjoy the feeling, enjoy the moment, and then continuing by enjoying the next moment and the next moment and the next moment, because then we really get into the flow. And I've described it as being whitewater rafting lately, because this is what it feels like to me, the rush of adrenaline, the rush of joy, which is so good. And we can all relate to that when we think of happy moments. So that's what we mean when we say come play with us, because as serious as things are, and there's always serious things going on in our lives, it's really, really important that we look at the light side and that we look at the happy side, so that we don't get stuck in our hole of, let's say, darkness, if we really want to go into the into the lower vibrations of the feelings that we were just mentioning: resistance, love, fear, hate, anger. It's always about finding ways to turn things around, and we always have a choice of doing exactly that, turning things around. And when we talk about painful events, this is what I've just said to myself today, what I want to do, because it seems like there's something coming to the surface. My inner child is giving me pictures and events which really happened, and it's my memory. I can remember that these things happened. I'm not ready to talk about it yet because I know there'll be a bit of pain involved, and there's other people involved in the situation. So what I want to achieve for myself is that I stay non-judgmental and guilt-free, and that I can allow a healthy amount of pain when I talk about these things, because it's my pain and it's the pain of my inner child. So, and it's good to allow this pain, and tears are the best tool for cleansing, really. So just, you know, go with it, dive into the emotions, and then come up at some point, come up for air, really, and then go back into balance, and just check back that you can stay non-judgmental with yourself, that you can stay gentle, as we were talking about be gentle with yourself a few shows ago, just so that you can have a firm balance, that you can stand firm in the midst of this storm of emotions. As Jen said, the affirmation, I stand firmly grounded and I'm connected to my soul, so that the body is standing on earth, the feet are planted solidly on the earth, and the head and the heart can be in the clouds, and there is balance. That is what's really important, because then it's easy to lean to one side and let things go past us, and then come up straight again, and then the next thing is being thrown at us, and we can lean to the other side and just letting it go, really, which is great, you know. And for today, what I'd really like to do is I'd like to do a visualization with you, which I call the sun. This has been with me for quite a few years now, and whenever I use it with my customers, my clients, my students, or when I use it myself, it just gives me inner freedom, really. And so if you want to take part and join me in this visualization, again, people that are listening to us that are driving their cars, maybe you could either stop the car and take a few minutes, or just focus on the road, please, because we want you to stay safe. And if you're ready to join us in the visualization, when you're not driving your car, find a relaxed spot while you're sitting up, or maybe you want to lie down, and start focusing on your breathing, and take a few deep breaths. Breathe in through the nose, really deep breath, hold it, and breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Breathe in, and out. Maybe you want to close your eyes. Start visualizing that you're standing at a beach at dawn. The ocean is quiet, almost as still as a mirror, while the last bright stars are disappearing. Feel how you're standing on this beach. Feel your feet on the sand. Feel how the sand goes through your toes, between your toes. Just feel how you're standing there with your full body weight. You're completely standing there looking at the ocean at dawn. When you breathe in, you can smell the fresh and clear air, and the purity of this moment comes to you. Take a few more deep breaths and enjoy the sight of this quiet ocean that is almost as still as a mirror. Watch the water, look up to the sky and see the stars, and see how the color is slowly changing from dark night sky to the color of dawn. Enjoy the stillness of this moment before the sun rises the special quietness that holds every opportunity in the world for you. Slowly, the darkness of night is beginning to retreat and the colors are starting to change. The sky above the horizon turns red, then gold. The first rays of Sister Sun reach you, and you see how she rises over the water gradually. Now the sun has risen halfway out of the water, while the other half is still at the horizon. She creates a lane of golden brilliant light right towards where you stand. You feel the water is inviting you, so you decide to walk in. You feel joy and pleasure while you slowly start swimming on the golden lane the sun created for you. You notice how the light-filled water caresses your body. You move easily and comfortably in the water. While you are swimming towards the sun, the feeling of the water around you begins to fade out, while the light you are surrounded with carries you and grows stronger and brighter. You feel safe and snug in this golden light, which fills you up completely. Remember to breathe deeply and breathe in this golden light so that it can fill every cell of your body. Now your whole body is bathing in the spirited, lively power of the sun. Your whole being is filled and enlightened by warmth and light. You are enjoying what you're feeling and what you are receiving. Focus on your breathing again. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in and out. And slowly start coming back to the day conscious. Keep this image of the beach and of you swimming in the golden light with you. It's imprinted in your mind now, and you can carry it with you all day and come back to us, to the room you are in, back into your body, and back to our show here on the radio. Take another deep breath and open your eyes, stretch your body, move your arms. You are fresh and awake. So while we're in the water, when we're doing a visualization like this, what we can do is we can release a lot of stuff that we have been carrying, and we can release it with ease. So now we're going to take a short break for announcements, and then afterwards we will talk to our callers. And if no one calls, we'll talk to each other.
We do that pretty good. That was really beautiful, Barbara. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, once again, we invite you to call in and talk to us live and or to get your personal questions answered. Call in with your insights, with your responses, and with your questions. And we're really excited to hear from you. So, if you want to call in, the toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And you can also Skype to us on BBS Radio. Skype at BBS Radio. So here we go on a break with an ad. And Barbara's going to give her ad first.
Barbara Patterson, Caressing the Soul. Soul Matters. Inspirational audio tracks for you via SoundCloud. I will have them on my website shortly, and you'll find them on my Facebook pages. If not, just ask me. Soul Healing Circle, our next virtual event in this open Facebook group, will come soon, so watch this space. I love inspiring you and to feel the joy of our soul connection. That's barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. barbarapatterson.info/at-your-service. That's me done, Jen.
Okay, and this is Jan Revell. You can find me on janrevell.com. That's JanReVell.com. And where you can find out about angelic readings with Archangel Gabriel, with your guides, and with others who have the intent for your highest good. And you can do weekly, you can do an individual angel reading or angel readings. They're so funny. You know, what the heck is an angel reading? Well, I kind of relate it to a relay tag team. You have a question or concern, and maybe you just want to know what's in your best interest right now. And I relay the question on to Archangel Gabriel and to anybody else who has your highest intent here. And then, okay, where was I? And then I get the answer and I relay it back to you. And that's the relay tag team that we go on. I'm getting told that some of the feedback is because my mic is too loud. So I'm going to try and turn the volume down here and see if that helps any. So that's my ad. I hope you will come visit me at janrevell.com and get your own very personal angel reading. So there we are. We're done with the ads. And if we're ready to have some callers, then let's go for that. And otherwise, let's just talk.
This is so funny because there's lots of techie stuff going on in the background here, really. So please excuse when we seem to be a bit distracted sometimes when you're listening to the show live and when you're listening to the replay later. But it's just fun because I think Spirit's having fun with us again. And I can't hear anything in the background, but the radio station is saying there's a lot of background noise. And I hope that doesn't distract you too much from the show. We're really sorry for this. We're trying to figure it out and hope that you can still go listen and to everything and you're not missing a thing. The other thing that we haven't said in this show yet is that Jen and me are now offering joint coaching. And this is fairly new, and we're really happy to be able to offer this because this is one of the joint ventures and adventures that Jen and me are going on since we've met almost a year ago now. This is one of the projects that we have come up with, and we'd love to play with you. So we invite you to book us for a joint coaching session. It's the work that Jan does combined with the work that I do, with a lot of spirit being present and guidance from the angels and your own soul guidance, obviously. So book us and let's have some fun. So Jan's
yeah, there? I'm being told that all this background noise is all my fault. It's all it's all on my end. So you guys are just going to have to deal with it, I guess. I don't know what else to do. But isn't that funny? It's a time when we could look at resistance. This is really funny. There's no defensiveness or no resistance at all because I don't know what to do. You know what? Barbara, I need you to talk. I'm going to put, a different headset on. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll try that. So
right.
Go for it.
Okay, so when I was preparing for the show today, I was really looking at what has been coming up over the past few days and what's happening when I talk to people, what do people talk about, what's the topics that people are busy with, what are they going through, what challenges are happening. And it has been looking around here, there, and everywhere. It really has been very intense. I was Saturday night, we were out with a few friends, and I was sitting opposite a friend of mine, and he was so tense with whatever was occupying his mind that one of his legs was constantly moving, and he wasn't even aware of the fact that he's so tense with this. So the focus was so strong on this one topic, he could barely socialize with us and talk to us really because he was just so busy with his own stuff, which is good at times. And it's then good to drag ourselves away from that and trying to positively distract the mind so that we can think about something completely different and that we give our mind a break. Because the mind is a very great tool, but then it does need a break sometimes, especially when the heart doesn't have a chance to balance out what the mind is doing, because it's about inner teamwork. It's always about inner teamwork, and we're a beautiful and perfect system when we realize that all our inner team members have a voice that is no higher or no lower than the other voices. It's the same as with the sacred circle. There's nobody above or below anybody else. We're all on the same level, and we're balancing energies. And it's the same in each one of us. We all have these magical inner teachers, inner voices that sometimes when we talk to people that aren't really on the same wavelength with us, they say, yeah, right, what are you talking about? You have an inner teacher, an inner coach. Thank you for the conversation. But because we're now surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, it gets easier to talk about these things. So talk about it. And say that your inner voice or your inner clown maybe made a joke and you really laughed heartily about it because you got back into the fun bit, into the playful bit, instead of being dead serious all the time. Because when we balance everything, it's easier to walk towards transition, and then it's easier to give birth. Because the one thing is, if we look at transition, meaning something ends, maybe somebody dies, a life ends. What's happening at the same time is something new is born, or somebody new is born. There is a saying that whenever a person dies, another person is born at the same time. I don't know if that's true. I really like this picture. And then if we believe in the soul being eternal, it's still very sad because the physical person, the physical body is gone. And yet we know that the soul is there. And it's our choice if we are going into contact with the soul and if we allow to be filled with the presence of the soul. Our mind doesn't really like this all the time. But what we can do is we can train our whole system. We can train our system looking at different things or different ideas, different thoughts and different emotions and feelings even. When we really set a task, when we really focus on things, we can change a lot inside of us. And yes, we can start with simple things like colors. Maybe we have a favorite color. Maybe it is purple because I'm looking at this angel who's dressed in this beautiful purple garment. And it has been purple for the last 15 years. And we've always been known for wearing purple. Maybe it's time we change to grass green or something. Just for a day or maybe just for an hour and see how does it feel when we walk around in a scarf that is grass green. I've been talking about rainbow colored underwear in one show. I think that was to be gentle with yourself as well. I really love this playing with colors because it's so easy for our mind to focus on a color. Like, all right, oh, this is my job today to look for grass green. So the mind has a task, and then the rest of the system can continue working. So that when the mind comes back to the meeting table with the inner team, they can all discuss again, maybe from a different level, because the mind has let go of being very intense of something. Are you okay now, Jen?
Well, I think so. We'll check it out. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Awesome. Awesome. I love the idea of sending your mind off on a chore, putting a task to it so that the rest of your team can do what they need to do. And, you know, I think I've said this before, but I'm in a couple of, business networking groups. And when everybody else says, I'm a banker, I'm an accountant, I have a real estate agency, and I say, I work with angels. And the looks that I get, sometimes the looks are kind of disbelieving, and some of them are people then start looking really, really interested in what's going on. So for me, it has to be I have to have fun with it. If I can laugh and I can have fun, then it's going to bring other people into the fun as well. And I wanted to get back to the whole thing of resistance. And we had talked heavily this weekend about suicide and death and about people who, what, you know, we think about suicide as somebody just killing themselves. And there are many other ways of suicide as well. And that is, drinking themselves to death, getting on drugs, eating themselves to death, taking so many medications. You know, we turn our lives over sometimes to physicians, and we have multiple physicians, and we don't know, or they don't know what medications we're on. And so a lot of times we end up with medications that are contraindicated to each other.
So, sorry to interrupt. It's just so funny. I'm freaking out laughing here because we're getting notified by the radio station that there is a computer voice audible. I can't hear any computer voice. I'm just wondering what's happening.
I'm hearing it somewhat as feedback. So apparently it might be with my mic. It's just too sensitive, you know? I don't know what to do about that. We'll have to figure that out. Anyway, the conversation this weekend was really good about that, about how people feel about, actually it brought up the survivor's feelings about when somebody dies or when somebody gets, commits suicide. And the interesting thing was it had nothing to do with some religious beliefs that if you commit suicide, you're going to go to hell or you're going to be in limbo or whatever it is. It's just that, when you die, the people that you leave behind and how it affects those. And I told people on the soul healing circle that my father committed suicide when I was 4 and a half. And that was the time when I actually started connecting with spirits, because he would come back and visit me at night. And it was one of the most beautiful and amazing and wonderful times of my life, were those visits with my father. And they would last all night long. We'd walk and talk in the sunshine, and we would just have a beautiful time together. And so I have always had difficulty with thinking that somebody who commits suicide is committing a sin somehow and doing something wrong. The biggest part of it is what happens to the survivors. And they're the ones who feel abandoned, who feel deserted, who feel neglected, who feel dejected. And society tends to aid and abet in that regard. Society says, well, why didn't you help save him? What did you do to cause him to commit suicide? Or suicide is a sin, so why didn't you get him to save his soul or whatever? So the people who are left behind, the spouse is dealing with the hurt, the pain, the sense of guilt that goes along with it, the blame from society, the feeling of being abandoned and left to raise children on their own. The children are left feeling abandoned. I must have done something wrong. It's even stronger than in divorce. I must have done something wrong to cause him to kill himself. I mean, these are horrible things that survivors have to deal with. And what I want to encourage you, if you are a suicide survivor, I want to encourage you to learn or to look inside. For one thing, to look at who you know and, excuse me, to look at what it is that you're missing. What are you missing from that person? Are you missing love? Are you missing approval? Are you missing going to an activity with that person? What is it that you feel abandoned about? Where do you find self-blame? And where do you find that blame is put on you from others, from outside, that you feel it? Whether it is or not, you still feel it. And I'd encourage you to look into those things and then find, where in your life are you getting the things that you're looking for that that person can no longer give you? Where are you getting a father or a mother or a brother or sister's love? where are you getting the approval that you would have gotten? Where are you getting the activities that you did together or that you could have done together? And sometimes you're going to find it in an aunt, an uncle, a friend, a stranger, a boss. You might find it in yourself. The biggest thing to remember on this is to make sure that you don't put it all on whoever your partner is, because your partner should only be responsible for less than 50% of any fulfillment of what you need or what you want, your emotional. Most of it has to come from you. 55% of it has to come from you. The rest of it comes from your spouse, your partner, your family, your friends, your church, whatever activities you do. But the majority of it has to come from you. So look inside and find out, number one, what it is you want from that person who has left. Number two, where are you getting that in today's life? And who are you getting it from? And be grateful. And if you're not getting what it is that you're looking for at all, then look around you and ask where you can get this. Where can I get love? Where can I get approval? Where can I get a sense of bonding, of doing something, an activity with somebody? Figure that out. And it may be something you do with yourself. You may have a friend that you can say, look, I really want you to do this with me. This is something I'm looking for. And I think that together we could, you along with me could help me to gain this. The most important thing of all is to learn to forgive yourself and love yourself. And that's the hardest thing of all to do, because you are not to blame. When somebody commits suicide, when they die, it is not your fault. This is something that they have done. It's a choice they have made on their own. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do only with them. And when it's suicide, it's because of despair. And when somebody is in that deep of despair, it's a real challenge. The only thing you can do is reach out your hand in love and stand with them. And if they decide that that's the choice they want to make, is to leave this body, then your job is to honor that and to celebrate them, the one that you loved and the one that you knew, because they've gone to spirit. And I firmly believe when we are not in physical form, when we have left this physical form and we're in spirit, we are unconditional love. And my father proved that to me when I was 4.5 years old. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. I'd like to pick out a few things there and continue the thread of thought or of inspiration, because what we do is when you, as you say, that we start looking for who could help me with this, what could I do to get what I feel that I need now, is we're first of all, it's inspired action, because we're not just sitting dwelling on things, we're actually doing something for ourselves, which then leads to the next thing. We might be reaching out to other people, we start talking to other people, which then creates a ripple and a ripple and a ripple. So we're getting out of that being stuck feeling altogether, which is always good. There is times when it is necessary and when it is very important that we just sit with something. And then comes the point where it is enough. And then we get up, we go out and we start doing something. And the other thing that I would like to suggest is looking at when we have a wound that is really deep and that hurts so badly, and maybe it's a really old wound and it doesn't really heal because it keeps coming back and there's fresh blood coming out of it in a physical way or in a non-physical way, work with this wound. Because when you look into that, as Jen was saying, there's so much in it. There's so much that is your innermost strength, that is at the core of your being, that you can transform and that you can turn around into something totally inspiring, totally beautiful for yourself And then you're creating a ripple again, because once you're starting to work with your wound, and then automatically you're healing it as you would with a physical wound, maybe a burn on your arm or something. You put a cream on it, you put energy on it, whatever you do, you know, you want this to heal. And that's the same with inner wounds. Nurture them, and then they'll start healing. And while you're nurturing them, you're creating something new. As you would create new skin on a burn, you create something new. You're giving birth to new ideas, to new thoughts, to new inspirations. And that alone creates a ripple impact effect inside of you, which can then, when you start talking about it, reaching out to other people, create more ripple effects. And then once you've come out of this place of fear because you've started looking around for the things that really make you happy, you've changed your perspective from fear to love. And that is what it's all about, really. For me, I can say that you, instead of coming from a place of fear, that you come from a place of love.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, you mentioned something about the wound, and it's good to look back. If you haven't heard it, go back to the radio show where we did the mountain lake, the healing waters of the mountain lake, and take that wound with you into that water and allow it to heal. Mm-hmm. And then when you turn it back into love, then you lose the fear of talking to other people. And you know, the minute you say to somebody, I did so and so, or I experienced whatever, then they're going to turn around and say, you know, I had that happen to me, or I know somebody else that had that happen. And it opens them up. So your ability to heal and to bring love to it also helps other people open up and allows them to heal.
True, very true. That's that ripple effect. And that's what's happening in our online group, in the Soul Healing Circle, because somebody triggers a topic and then somebody else comments on the topic that triggers somebody else. And then the conversation starts going and going and going. And it's we're all surprised afterwards about what the others said and what even I myself said, because I didn't know that was ready to come out of me. And that's so beautiful. That we just, once we start opening up and once we start having trust in the people that we call like-minded or soul family, the one thing is thinking this, which is really good, because once the mind accepts that fact and starts going that way, then we're opening up to feel this connection and to start having faith and trust in our soul family. And then magic happens, and the wounds start healing, because it's not just me nurturing my wound by talking about it. Other people are supporting my own healing also. And that is, that's possible everywhere in the world. It doesn't matter if it is online or if it's in the real world. Just go out there and find like-minded people, invite them into your kitchen, have a cup of tea and talk about things. Reach out. And if you don't have anything that you want to talk about, or you don't have the need to heal a wound right now, you might know somebody else. Just go visit them, sit in their kitchen, have a cup of tea with them, and give them a hug. And maybe they start opening up to you. That's it's just, let's create ripples and ripples and ripples, really. This year is, it doesn't feel to me that as if it's only the middle of January. It feels like we've already got March or something, because time seems to be so speeding up so immensely, so intensely, and so much is happening in such a short time. And personally, I can say good things. A lot of good things are happening. And other people are experiencing sad events. Lots of people changing from the physical into the non-physical world. Just keep your balance with it and check in with your soul on a regular basis so that you can stand firmly. And here comes the affirmation again, and we're coming towards the end of the show now as well. The affirmation is, I stand firmly grounded and I am connected to my soul.
Absolutely. I stand firmly grounded and I'm connected to my soul.
Yeah, we it's like I could go on for another hour, but I've just noticed we have about a minute left now.
Okay, well let's just hustle through our ending in that case. I want to remind everybody, though, that if you are a musician, we're calling for music for our show. So check out Facebook.com/PurposeTalkRadio and the contest that we're holding, and you can get a joint coaching session with Barbara and me together. So go ahead.
Get in touch with us through Facebook. send us an email. Call us if you want to. It doesn't just have to be on the radio. You can talk to us over the telephone or over Skype also. And you'll find a replay of the show as soon as possible on our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio. And I think we have to say goodbye for now. And soul blessings to all of you.